Are you feeling exhausted from trying to hold everything together on your own? My friend, there's freedom in surrender. Join me for Awake My Soul this morning as we discover an incredible, comforting, and freeing truth from God. We used to watch this show called Alone. It was a reality TV contest where a group of people would be dropped off one by one in these isolated locations to rely on their own skills and their abilities to survive, and they had very little supplies. So the goal was to see who could last the longest, and they all seemed to start out pretty strong. And then every episode, it would kind of focus on the characters and what they'd been working on, how they had prepared for the challenge. And they would talk about their survival skills, hunting for their own food, starting fires, collecting and foraging from the wilderness, and making suitable shelters for themselves. And then, of course, they had to battle elements. They had to fight with these heavy winds and rain and freezing temperatures. And then, of course, while they're out there, there's these wild animals, bears and wolves and mountain lions and badgers and moose. And then there were rodents like mice that would get in their food and spoil it. I mean, physically, it was a struggle to even stay fed. Their fishing methods failed, their traps did too, and then when they finally did kill something big, storage was also an issue because the other wild animals would steal it. There were some that were literally starving to death as they tried to push through this. And let's not forget the mental battle. They had no contact with the outside world. And you know what? That may have been the toughest battle of them all. And viewers, like me, had a front row seat to see the struggle of being truly alone. One by one, they would call it quits. They would finally come to the end of themselves, and they'd pull out this little satellite phone that they'd had the whole time, and they would make the call. They needed to be rescued. They were admitting defeat. They just didn't have it in them anymore. They couldn't do it. And as the boat or the helicopter would come in, they would be waving their little white flag of surrender. They couldn't survive alone. See, that's what God wants us to see. These battles, these struggles that we're facing, we cannot do it alone. We don't have the strength. It's not in us. I mean, no matter how hard we try. Have you come to the end of yourself? Are you ready to wave the white flag and yell surrender? Are you ready to make that call and be rescued? God offers that to us today through His Son, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus' death on the cross paid the penalty for our sins. That penalty was eternal separation from God. But because of Jesus, because of His sacrifice, we don't have to be alone. We can be reconciled with God. In Matthew 28:20, it says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That's what Jesus is promising to us today too. Throughout our life, the reminder is always there. All we have to do is call out to the Father, and whatever we're dealing with, He will walk through that situation with us. We will never be alone. I have a little more I'd love to share with you this morning if you have just a little more time to spend digging in the Word. I'll send you a few questions, some scriptures and things that kind of help guide our time together. And if you haven't messaged me yet to receive those texts, you can text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen, or you can scan the little QR code that you see. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.